Hey, what's good, listeners? My name is Gavazi, and what a wonderful day it has been. It's Saturday, June the 20th, and I'm happy to welcome you to the very first episode of my podcast. So first things first, I want to say thank you for everyone that gave me a good feedback yesterday. Thank you for all the good things that you've said about the previous audio content that I made yesterday. And I want to thank you guys, and I appreciate you. Much love. So I was going about with my day today, and I've been thinking about something. And I'm a very optimistic person, and I like to go into inside of and do research on something. So what we're going to talk about today is mental health. Mental health is a very important thing that I think we need to discuss, because I feel like a lot of people in my generation, the youth specifically, have a problem with their mental health. And it's something that we need to look at and discuss, and something that we need to deal with. So mental health can actually mean a lot of things. But what I'm going to talk about is not the mental issue as in a mental illness, but I'm going to talk about more of the psychological part of mental health. So, me speaking about this is because I also had an issue with my mental well-being, because it was affected in a bad way with all the things that was happening in my life. I was depressed, and I had a lot of anxiety. I felt overwhelmed. There was a lot of things going on in my mind. So there's something that happened in my life where I reached that point where my whole mentality changed and everything in my life changed, and now I'm living the good life that I'm living today. I just feel like I want to help the youth, especially because I feel like we are a sad generation with happy pictures. So what is mental health? Mental health is the state of someone who is functioning at a satisfactory level of emotional and behavioral adjustment. And there are a lot of things that can actually affect your mental health, and diseases too, depression and anxiety and mental disorder and etc. So what I want to look at today is depression and anxiety. Now, we all know that there are a lot of people today who are living with anxiety and depression, and there are a few things that I want to discuss which can actually help you have a better mental health. So the first thing that we have to do is to talk about it. And this actually bothers me a lot, because a lot of people don't communicate their feelings and all that. They like to bottle things inside and not talk about anything. And I feel like this is the first step that you need to dealing with your mental health. So often when I go to school, I can look at someone and see them down and all that. And you can see when someone has mental health is not well, when they come to you and then there's fake smiles and things like that, and they're feeling uncomfortable, and then they're just frowning and all that. So people don't like to talk about it because some of them feel insecure, or some of them feel like their problems cannot be fixed, or some of them, there's a lot of reasons on why people don't want to talk about it. So this is something that I recommend that you do, because it has worked for me, and I feel like talking about your issues and all that can actually help you a lot, because it's not all about fixing your current situation. It's about fixing your mind, your mentality. You have to keep a positive mind all the time. So talking about it can actually get someone to help you and deal with your mental health. So second is doing something about it. I mean, you cannot just talk about your mental health or something and then expect it to just go away. You have to do something about it. So doing something about it, what I mean by that is that maybe you can go to like a psychiatrist or go visit a psychologist or something like that and talk to them. See if it's that bad, you can actually seek professional help and see if they can help you. Or you can deal with it yourself. You see, having talked about it, there are things that you can do yourself that can actually help you deal with your mental health. So doing something is the second step of getting rid or solving your mental health. So the third thing is positivity. Like I know, like I always talk about positivity all the time. You hear me talking about positivity. Like positivity is important. I feel like positivity is the fuel to my engine. Because like if you're depressed and all and you go home and you listen to like sad music and you go home and cry and all that thing, do you think that will help you? No. What you need to do is be positive. Go home and listen to some good audios, listen to some motivational speeches or something like that, and be positive. Because this is the thing that actually helped me with my mental health. I was angry and fed up, and I was at the edge of a mental breakdown, and I couldn't take it anymore. And I changed one thing, my mentality. I became positive and everything changed. So if you do those three things, you will definitely deal with your mental health. So please, guys, I beg of you to work on your mental health. Just all you need is to change your mentality, because change alone is eternal. It's perpetual. It's immortal. And you cannot be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart. Always remember that. Work on your mental well-being and you will be truly happy. The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. So if you change your thoughts, your life will change forever. So that's it from me for today. I want to thank you all for listening to my podcast. I'll be bringing more content like this, trying to motivate, bring positivity to your lives. And we can come together and help each other with the problems that we face or the problems that we have with each other. So if there's anything that you want to talk to me about or ask me about, reach out to me on social media, on Instagram at @sirgyabezwe, on Twitter at @sir.gyabezwe, on Facebook at @sirgyabezwemajakane. Yeah, stay well, stay blessed, and enjoy the rest of your day.